It's a cross between shuffleboard and bowling on ice. And ever since the U.S. won Olympic gold in 2018, the sport of curling has been gaining in popularity. But long before that, curling has thrived from a devoted following right here in the desert. For KJZZ's Untold Arizona series, Heather Van Blocklin takes us to the Tempe Club that recently hosted its own championship tournament.
This is the curler's song and the curler's alibis, dedicated to all skips who blame their leads, all leads who blame their skips, and all curlers who blame anybody except themselves.
It's my life now. It's where I spend all my free time and all my money, and I mean, it's an amazing sport, and there's fantastic people.
Mike Siggins was born and raised in the Phoenix Metro. He's a member of the Coyotes Curling Club in Tempe, which hosted the Ed Wernick Golden Wrench Classic. Siggins served as chair.
I'm the lead volunteer.
Siggins is also a champion. His team of desert dwellers won last year's USA Curling Club National Tournament, upsetting well-established curling clubs from Minnesota and Wisconsin.
There's probably four or five people in the world that can make a living doing this, and everybody else just does it because they love it.
And Siggins loves it.
They're celebrities, these people. You know, curling is a huge pastime in Canada.
It's also increasingly an American pastime, since American John Schuster won Olympic curling gold in 2018. Schuster was skip of the men's curling team that won the U.S. its first gold medal ever in the sport, considered by most to be associated with Canada. But its origin is actually Scottish. According to the World Curling Federation, the first recognized curling clubs were formed in Scotland in the mid-1800s. Curling, in its early days, was played on frozen ponds. And not too much has changed. The sport's main movement still requires players to jackknife their right leg, slide forward, and push a 40-pound disc on ice.
Yeah, it's something you have to kind of get used to. It's basically a deep lunge. So you have to warm up your muscles for it.
Some finer points of curling. Teams play against each other in playdowns. There's four players on a team. Each team throws eight discs, known as stones, down the sheets in an end. An end is like an inning. There are eight ends to a game, not a match, a game. And tournaments are called bonspiels.
All right, so who are we rooting for?
You can root for me. We're playing in it.
Okay, what's your team?
Team Siggins.
Oh, and all the teams come up with a name. Team Siggins is named after its skip, the person who calls the game.
I've been to 9 Worlds, 10 national championships, and 2 Paralympics.
Patrick McDonald is a skip and a wheelchair curling Paralympian for Team USA.
And I just had to beat up some cancer, and now I'm healthy, and now I'm coming back. So now I volunteer my time here at the club, teaching able-bodied wheelchair curling, and this is one of the main reasons why we came to Arizona.
We is Patrick and his wife and daughter, Carrie and Andrea, both of whom are curlers in Tempe, along with Patrick.
I'm at a curling club every day. I better learn how to curl, so now I curl.
The McDonalds moved to Arizona from Wisconsin, the state that boasts the most curling clubs in the country and the nation's oldest.
Who would have thought that curling, which is a winter sport, is in Phoenix, Arizona. Back east in the Minnesotas, the Dakotas, the Wisconsins, it's literally like October 1st to April 1st. Here in Arizona, you've got top quality ice from the first week of September all the way through the last week of July.
He says moving to Arizona to curl was a decision his family made for his health, and one he's glad he did more and more every day, now that the Tempe Club has an ice rink dedicated to just curling. Mike Siggins says it's one of only a handful of curling clubs in the Southwest with a dedicated rink.
And if I can use a metaphor for golf, it's tough to become a PGA Tour pro if you're just practicing on goofy golf courses, like putt-putt. That's pretty much what hockey rinks are.
Later that day at the Wernick Classic, Team Siggins played against another group of Tempe-based curlers, Team LeClaire. Neither ended up winning the championship. The victory, this time, went to a Canadian team. But for the Coyotes Curling Club, there's no time to throw stones at anything but the next tournament and another chance to claim recognition for curling in the desert Southwest.
We like to play the curling game when on a fighting rink.
In Tempe, I'm Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.
The skip, he smiles when you are up.